You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and it is a joy to be with you. And I'm here with our Director, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Dr. Kate DeVries, that never gets old.
No, we have to make sure we...
Give those titles. You work hard for that degree. You might as well use it,
that's
huh?
That's right. I worked hard to be ordained, and you worked hard to be a doctor of ministry.
To be a doctor. There you go.
Good morning, everybody. We're glad you're with us this morning, either listening to us at home or in your car, or maybe some of you have had the privilege of downloading this off of the Young Adult Ministry website, yamchicago.org, mm-hmm. and might be listening to this someday in the future on your way to work, going to the gym, riding a bike, going shopping, wherever technology can take you these days.
Absolutely. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And we would love to connect with you in any way, shape, or form. And we are very aware that many of the people listening to us today are not young adults. That's absolutely fine. We welcome you. We're glad to have you with us. And we invite you to think of any young adults you know, anybody in their 20s or 30s who might benefit from connecting with their peers and from some other programs of enlightenment, catechesis, some good prayer, some good reflection time. Love to have information about those
and
people.
Sometimes just to... keep young adults connected, in even loosely, to the activities of the church for them. Our website is set up in such a way that it's nobody's putting a gun to someone's head saying, you got to do these things, but it's an opportunity for people to be able to see the ideas, interests, the possibilities that are presented to young adult Catholics these days. And there's a right on that first page of our website, there's an opportunity to sign anyone up for our e-letter. An e-letter is an electronic letter, which we send out to, well, I think we have over 6,500.
Yes, we do. The list keeps growing. It's good news.
On our young adult mailing list. So if you are a parent or the grandparent, perhaps, a neighbor, a peer of somebody who is in their 20s and 30s, and you'd like to see them receive some information of the different things that go on in our church for young adults, you can go to our website, and I think it's in the bottom left corner.
Okay.
You can put in an email address, and then that will put them on our list, and they will receive things on a somewhat regular basis.
Yes, and the joy of that website is people can just kind of check out what young adult ministry is all about and get a sense of the different activities they can attend. We have been enlisting the gifts of Nathan Hernandez, who has done a great job of building a calendar for us. So not only the events hosted by our office, but also events happening in parishes throughout the Archdiocese are listed on that calendar. So hopefully there's something very close to all of the people who connect with us, and they could just see what's up and attend whatever might be helpful to them.
And today we've crossed over the halfway point of the month of November already, and that's going to begin to move us into is known in America as the holiday season. But there's three things today that we think have a particular importance to our church in general and to young adults in particular. Obviously, the first one is in a week from tomorrow, is Thanksgiving, which I think is, to me, just one of the great, great American religious feasts to give thanks. Everybody can do that. And then 3 days after Thanksgiving, on the Sunday following, Kate is?
Is the beginning of Advent. We are preparing for the birth of Christ yet again.
And so we've got 4 weeks that lead us up to Christmas.
Absolutely.
And then in the middle of December, within the Archdiocese of Chicago and the neighboring diocese of Joliet and Rockford, a big, very important program is going to be kicked off. And the name of that?
That program is called Catholics Come Home. It's a campaign that really is aimed at getting people who aren't as active as they might be back into active participation in our parishes. So we are inviting the entire Archdiocese of Chicago. There's actually 20 different counties that are part of this outreach. It's going to begin with an ad campaign, so people will start to see commercials on December 16th. Those commercials will run until January 24th. And they all say, if you've not been as active as you'd like to be, come back, come back. Let's get active. Let's participate in church. But we are asking all of the people who are in our churches to help us find people who might not be participating. Catholics who, for whatever reason, are just not going to church with the regularity that they might be and just not as connected as we hope people might be.
And maybe not with the regularity as they really would like to be. Sometimes habits are hard to break. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not as easy to come back to something for fear that we're going to be embarrassed or called out or some crazy thing like that. And that's certainly not true. So this morning, we're going to try to focus on these three major things that are right close up in the calendar. One beginning a week from tomorrow, Thanksgiving. One beginning a week from Sunday, first Sunday of Advent. Mm-hmm. And one beginning almost a month from today, namely the campaign for Catholics Come Home, an invitation to come home to the house of God, where many people were baptized, shared in their sacraments, might have celebrated their marriage or wish they could have or whatever, home to the faith of our ancestors and home to our own very personal faith. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to focus on that.
And let's do it backwards, Father Cusick. Let's start with Catholics Come Home and then work our way through Advent and then back to Thanksgiving.
Great.
All right.
Right.
So everyone, again, thank you for tuning in. And we really are excited about the possibility of inviting people back, inviting people into more active participation. It does, as I mentioned, begin with that that set of commercials. It's expected that people will see the commercials 15 to 20 times if they're regular TV viewers. And really, it's just as to plant the seed. But it's going to take all of us personally inviting people to come to things to make a difference. So we encourage everyone listening to really think, is there someone you know who maybe you could extend an invitation to? Maybe ask if they've seen the commercials, if they might want to go to church. We are setting up within the parishes a welcome table. So once they go into church, they can meet with somebody, they can talk to someone, they can go in and check it out, they can pick up some information, they can see what other things are happening. But it is an opportunity to invite people in, to welcome them, and then to accompany them on the journey of any questions they might have, any issues they would like help resolving, any concerns, or just simply looking to see what's available and what might be fun.
Now, here's where we need your help. Between now and when these commercials begin to air, we would like to see if we can get in connection with, in contact with young adults, 30s and 20s, both married and single, who might have, for lack of a better word, strayed away from the more active and regular participation of the church and now are really beginning to see a greater value for that in their own life. So we are looking to see if you yourself were somebody who said, you know, when I was 21, this stuff didn't make any sense to me at all. But my God, now I'm 30, I'm 32, and I'm beginning to see the value of my faith in a new light. And so what we're hoping is that if you know somebody who is a little bit more regular in their faith in their young adult years than maybe they have been earlier, if you could put them in contact with us, we would like them to be very special, maybe give a little witness of their own journey and maybe give a little invitation to their peers. We're going to be doing some special promotions through the Young Adult Ministry website and a number of different ways that we outreach people. So if anybody you know falls into that category, we're going to ask you if you could either give us a call in our telephone number at the Young Adult Ministry office for the Archdiocese of Chicago is 312-466-9473, or could you send us an email?
Sure, and just send an email to yam@yamchicago.org. That stands for Young Adult Ministry, so yam@yamchicago.org. We would love to be in contact with people who might just have an ability to reach out to their peers
exactly. In
a way that just would be fabulous.
We need to take a break, Kate,
yes,
and then we're going to come back and do a little bit more on Catholics Come Home.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Jesus, you reign in glory with God the Father.
Be with us, O Lord, we pray.
With the Holy Spirit.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/divine or call 312-655-7912 for details.
Show right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick, and today we're talking about Catholics Come Home and a little sneak preview of Advent and a little reflection on Thanksgiving. So we're doing lots, but we are so glad that you are with us today.
Now, what we want to be able to do this morning is offer some ideas to you for young adults' participation in Catholics Come Home. So if you're involved in your parish and you would like to see perhaps your parish do a little bit of an outreach to young adults, or if all of a sudden involved in your parish, you begin to realize that there's a number of people in their 20s and 30s who are saying, yeah, you know, I should take this more seriously. I should go to church more often. Oftentimes you might hear the complaint from them, well, you know, there's really nothing in my parish for me. What we would like to do for the next few minutes is put some ideas in your head how we, Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries, and some of the people with whom we work in the ministry to young adults, might be of service to young adults who are looking to maybe learn a little bit more about the faith, try to understand Catholic Mass a little bit better, how to become a more practicing Catholic in a very secular world. So we're going to give you some ideas, And contact your parish, or if you're involved in your parish, you can contact us and say, you know, could you come out to our parish or a group of parishes in our neighbor in neighboring area, and could we work together on an outreach to the young adults who have are coming home, and we need a way to be a little bit more helpful to them. So, Kate, how about letting people know some of the wonderful things that we have been able, we think they're wonderful at least, been able to put together for young adults in terms of updating them on their Catholic faith and inviting them in a little fuller participation.
Great. Thank you, Father Cusick. One way is people can always contact us directly. We are delighted to have a one-on-one conversation with people to answer any questions and, you know, help calm any fears and really give people a sense of what might be available both through our office and, again, through some wonderful parish opportunities. But one of the things that our office has done very successfully with wonderful results is a program called Curious Catholics. Mm-hmm. There, we host Curious Catholics gatherings at the different parishes, and sometimes parish staff members choose to be the leaders of the program. That's absolutely fine, so we can help you set it up in a way that makes sense for your situation. But basically, the Curious Catholics gatherings are opportunities for young adults to come in, meet one another, just talk a little bit about the Catholic faith, just a 10-minute quick overview of who we are as God's people and who we are as church. And then the floor is open for any questions that people have, whatever's on their mind. It's really a good time to enter into honest, open dialogue about the things that are important to us as God's people.
And sometimes, and we've found this very true in working with younger Catholics, that they haven't left the church.
Right.
They may not be as
right.
active. And so they may even bristle at the title, Catholics Come Home. They say, well, I've never left. I mean, I am home. I may not be sitting at the dining room table every Sunday, but I'm in the house.
Right.
But yet we also know that this is the age in life, people's 20s and 30s, where they become a little bit more curious about things religious. Some of these young adults are becoming moving from the single life to marriage, and all of a sudden, what are we going to do about going to church? What are we going to do about religion becomes an important issue. And needless to say, all of a sudden, you're holding the next generation in your hand and saying, oh, my God, I don't know anything about not only about raising kids, but about passing on the faith. So we find that many younger people are more curious about some of the teachings and the wisdoms of the Catholic tradition. And that's why we've found a title, Curious Catholics, that really speaks to their hungers and to the language that they have shared with us. I'm curious. I don't know enough about this stuff. I haven't paid much attention since I left the confirmation program in eighth grade or freshman in high school. So that's number one, Curious Catholics.
Yeah, and just to elaborate on that, I hear from young adults whenever anybody starts talking about church participation, somebody says, you know, I don't go as often as I should. As if it's something you've got to do, as opposed to, excuse me, people seeing the value of what can be received through the liturgy, and then the inspiration to go share something back. So we can help people find places of wonderful worship with fabulous preaching and great music and great hospitality, and really help people connect in a way that they kind of want to but haven't figured out how to yet. So this is a wonderful reason to come back in and get connected.
So we are making ourselves available to your parish. We would be honored to be able to come out in an evening that works for all of our schedules with enough promotion and invitation perhaps to the young adults who might be connecting through Catholics Come Home and invite them and maybe the local parish staffs to come together. Have it just maybe 2 hours together. And any question you have, the floor is open, and we'll do the very best we can to help people understand the glory and the greatness of the Catholic tradition and how to live that every day in their own personal and spiritual lives.
And then a second option, which is one we hear through Theology on Tap when we run that program, a lot of people are asking for some explanation of the Mass. Help me understand why we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes it just seems like we're mechanical robots, stand, sit, kneel, and it doesn't all make sense. So we offer several different opportunities for people to learn more about the rich traditions and rituals of our faith, what it means to hear the Word of God, to receive the Word of God, an explanation of what happens during the Eucharistic prayer, what's happening when we make the sign of the cross. Why do we begin by blessing ourselves with holy water? We make the sign of the cross a number of times throughout Mass. What's that all about?
Why do we stand, sit, and kneel so often?
Exactly.
Sure.
What's bowing or genuflecting?
Right.
Sometimes, you know, now we do a reverent bow before we receive communion. What's that all about?
Sure.
And if young adults haven't stayed connected or haven't done any theology classes, they might not know why we do what we do. So this is a way to unpack that. And people always come out saying, wow, I had no idea. This means so much more now.
Right.
So another way to just get people to, you know, give them a deeper sense of what it means to be Catholic.
And we would we'd be honored to come out to your parish. And sometimes we've done this during Sunday Mass in a parish.
Mm-hmm.
It adds maybe 15 minutes, but people can work that out. And we do an explanation of Mass as we have a privilege with one of the priests in our parish to celebrate the Holy Eucharist on a given Sunday. Because we believe knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And the more we can understand and appreciate the various rituals and actions of Catholic Mass, the more we can enter into that experience with Christ and become more the body of Christ. We need a break, do you
Another
think?
Another break, yes.
How
but
about
thanks
that?
To all of our listeners. We will be right back.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has strived to improve the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Throughout Cook and Lake County, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe, help the homeless and the elderly, and defend the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. Break the cycle of poverty. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Jesus, you are the light of the world.
Be with us, O Lord, we pray.
With your Spirit, send us to
shine. And welcome back to the Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries. It's a joy to be with you this morning. Or this afternoon or this evening, wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, thank you for joining us. We've been talking about Catholics Come Home, and we really, again, encourage you to let any young adults you know who might be interested in getting more involved know what's happening through the Young Adult Ministry Office, and if you've got some energy and can ask your parish if they might be interested in sponsoring something like the Curious Catholics gatherings or something about the Mass, we would be honored to help with that conversation.
Now, we also are aware that young adults may not always be comfortable approaching a parish. They may think, well, you know, that's for families all the time, and I might not find myself in that. That's the wisdom of our diocese. They've set up this Office of Young Adult Ministry to give young adults another way to participate in church and to approach the church. And so if you know of young adult people who might benefit from calling one of us, Father Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries at the Young Adult Ministry Office, and finding a time to sit down and maybe have a Curious Catholics chat.
Absolutely.
We're all curious.
There you go.
Why don't you write this number down? And that's the office for the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And that's 312-466-9473. 312-466-9473. And we would be thrilled and consider it an honor to have a good conversation.
Yes, or just have people jump onto our website. Again, yamchicago.org. That's yamchicago.org. And they can see places where Curious Catholics gatherings are going to be hosted and maybe the Mass with an explanation. We also have another program we'll talk about in a minute, an adult appreciation of the Christmas story. So options for young adults to get connected, and all of it will be listed on our website, yamchicago.org. So now we're going to turn our attention to Advent, right, Father Cusick?
Yes.
There you go. Are you with me, Father Cusick?
I'm here a week
Father
from...
Father Cusick is a great task, multitasker.
A week from Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, the end of the Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
How about that?
And we want to talk a little bit about Advent.
Advent, 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, 4 Sundays. Sometimes it's a little longer than 4 weeks, depending upon it. But interestingly, it's the first Sunday of Advent is the first day of the new church year. Religions start over at different times. The Jewish New Year is when they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, which is in the fall, as happened a couple months ago. And for Catholics, it's not January 1st, but the Catholic New Year begins on the first Sunday of Advent. And this Sunday, in this year, it's the last Sunday in November. And that begins the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. And there's a couple different rituals that, Kate, I remember what you said yesterday in the office. That's when you walk into church and everything's different.
The colors are different. The feel is different. The lighting may be different. All of the music that we use is different. And sometimes music is used at different times. So it's just a whole different feel. You'll remember songs that you haven't heard since last year's Advent. So, you know, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We don't use that very often. We use it during Advent as a reminder that we are in a period of preparation in our longing for Christ to come anew into our lives.
So we begin the first Sunday of Advent with a four-week preparation for the coming of Christ, which we celebrate on December 25th. And so one of the things that is observable when we walk into church on the first Sunday of Advent is there's an Advent wreath.
Yes.
It's circular. It's wrapped in greenery, and it has 4 candles. And interestingly, well, just so that we understand the ritual, we light the first candle the first week. We light 2 candles the second week of Advent, 3 on the 3rd, 4 on the 4th. And then after the 4th Sunday, we celebrate the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And interestingly, this sort of parallels, Kate, with what goes on outside in the Northern Hemisphere, what is going on outside the walls of all of our buildings, homes, or churches. The days are getting shorter in terms of sunlight, and there's more darkness, literally, on the face of the earth. And
yeah, we're already feeling that, Father Cusick.
Oh, I know.
It's hard to let go of summer.
Oh, it really is. I mean,
even fall, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's dark so early. You know, I mean, how many people do you hear this time of the year? Oh my God, I get to work, it's dark. I leave work, it's dark.
It's just not fair.
And all the sun times of the day.
Man.
You know, and here you have Mr. Dish, our producer, sits in the basement down here. He never sees the light of day this time of year. How about that?
All right. But
the church responds to that.
Okay.
As the days get more dark, we add more light.
Okay.
So on the first week of December, the 4th darkest week of the year in terms of sunlight, we light a candle that defies the darkness. The 2nd week of December, when it's even darker, by maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, morning and afternoon, we even add more light. Mm. 2 lights. We defy the darkness, and we believe that light overcomes darkness, good overcomes evil, Christ will reign, come, Lord Jesus, come. The 3rd week, 3 candles.
Okay.
And on the 4th week, around the 21st of December, which we call the shortest day of the year, that is the time when all of a sudden the sun, earth begin a different rotation, and this is the darkest day of the year, we light a 4th candle. In the dark of this time of the year, we proclaim the coming of Christ, the coming of light into our lives, into the community of God's people, and certainly into the world in which we live. And you know, folks, when you think of all of the crazy things that are going on in our world, I just hope this Advent we understand and we pray and we work for the light of the world. If you live in the Chicago area, there's just so much violence we hear about so often. We look at the world in which we live and so many of our young people off to war, and we see the painful things that are being done in the world. And we look at the number of people who live in poverty and the number of people who are just dealt with so unjustly. These are the darknesses. These are the realities, not just a dark day, but this is dark for people. Can we be a way this Advent to be a light in their lives? How can we do that? That's what the church is calling us to do.
And in addition to having the Advent wreath at church, wouldn't it be wonderful to have some symbol in your own home? Whether, you know, the liturgical color is purple or kind of a bluish purple. Can we put a little wreath, a little sprig of an evergreen tree, just take a little snippet off your evergreen tree and lay it on a table on a little cloth, and maybe light one candle, and then maybe the second week light two candles, maybe the third week three candles. A little, you know, 3 minutes of prayer as you begin your day or 3 minutes of prayer as you end your day, just to put yourself in God's presence. Pray that Christ, the light of the world, will come into our midst anew, will be with us, just as a reminder to stay rooted in this season. Father Cusick, you were mentioning yesterday how hard it is to be fully invested in Advent, this time of longing and waiting, when it's almost Christmas and you've got so many things to do. You're cleaning the house and baking cookies and wrapping gifts and buying gifts, and you're, you know, the whole world is pounding on you. You've got all these extra responsibilities. But can there be a way and a space? And church is designed to do that. Mass is designed to be the place, the sacred space where you come in, slow down, be in God's presence, be in communion with one another and with God in a special way. And we can reproduce some of that peace in our own homes.
Sure.
And having an Advent wreath right there in the middle of your living room or in a corner in your bedroom, wherever you can put a little symbol, even one candle, just to remind ourselves we are the light of the world. Christ works with us and through us.
Great. After we break, we're going to focus a little bit more on Advent, focus then on Thanksgiving,
yay,
and then be on our way.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Be with us, O Lord, we pray.
With the Holy Spirit, you are God forever and ever.
Send us out, O Lord, today.
Would you like to support bringing in Jason Everett and other dynamic chastity programs that reach about 25,000 teens and young adults locally every year? Would you like to hear an internationally renowned leader from the Vatican discuss how U.S. policies on abortion and contraception are impacting Africa and the world? On Sunday, November 22nd, the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago is honored to welcome Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Come hear this tremendous leader of the Church and our beloved Cardinal Francis George at the Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. To reserve your seats to hear Cardinal Arinze, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. Join us on Sunday, November 22nd for a great evening for a great cause.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We are delighted that you are with us. And we've been talking about Advent for the last couple of minutes, and we want to give people somewhat of an understanding of what's happening through the Young Adult Ministry Office. And again, we encourage everyone to visit our website, yamchicago.org, to see what we're up to. But beginning on November 29th, the first Sunday of Advent, we will have a number of extra special features on the website there. We're going to place an overview of Advent. We're going to do some explanation of the signs and symbols of Advent so that people have a deeper understanding of what's happening when they enter church, or even some activities that they can do in their own home. We are also going to put a reflection on the gospel for each of the Sundays of Advent. We're doing a special tribute to Mary this Advent. What would Advent be without Mary, the great woman of our church who said yes in all things, in all ways, who said yes to God? We are going to have a blog up and running again, as we have had in the past a couple of events that we've run. We've done a blog for Theology on Tap and a Lenten blog called Awakenings. This time we are going to have an Advent place where people can enter into dialogue about maybe the Gospels or the reflections on the Gospels. We are inviting people to take pictures of Mary. We want to put together somewhat of a collage of pictures of Mary. And we are looking for images of Mary, so if anyone can help us with that, we would be most grateful. We will also have ways and ideas for people sharing their gifts. Father Cusick, why are you beaming and smiling so funny at me?
Well, Kate, we know that dealing with young adults, everybody today has a cell phone.
Yes, indeed.
Which means today everybody has a camera.
Yes.
And so we are hoping that as you journey through Advent, if you pop in the church and you celebrate Sunday Mass, look around, and if there's an image of Mary that's there, whip out that cell phone,
take a picture.
If you have an image of Mary in your home or apartment, or your parents' home or apartment, whip out that phone, take that picture, and send it off to yam@yamchicago.org. And tell us a little bit about where that image can be found.
Yes.
And perhaps, what is the impact that Mary has in your life?
Wouldn't that be a wonderful collection of reflections?
Oh, my God.
If people would just send us just a few sentences of the importance of Mary in your life, I would love to make
absolutely.
That happen.
Or, yes. You know, gee, my mom had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother.
Yes.
Maybe ask Mom, how come? Mm. You know, why is that such a special part of your faith in the Catholic tradition?
Yes.
These are wonderful things.
So the website, a wonderful way again to begin your day this Advent season. Take a look at it. See, connect in any way you'd like. We are going to post some wonderful prayers and poems. If there's anything else about Advent that you would like to share with your peers, there are opportunities to do that. There are also going to be a number of wonderful happenings through our office and through another office. And actually, we have a friend on the phone with us, a friend from Charis Ministries, Lauren Gaffey. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very
good
well.
Morning,
how
Lauren.
Are you?
Good, thanks.
Are the Jesuits taking good care of you?
They are indeed.
Oh, my God. Isn't that magnificent?
There you go.
Charis Ministries is the wonderful Jesuit outreach to young adults located here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and their office is located on the Lakeshore campus of Loyola University. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Great. Well, Lauren, Charis Ministries, Advent, equals.
Equals. God knows there's a hero inside you.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Our Advent Day Reflection is something we've done for the past 7 or 8 years, and it's a chance for young adults to gather together and hear a great speaker, have some time in small groups, prayer. There's a reconciliation service. And this year our speaker is Chris Lowney, who is the author of one best-selling book and one new book, Heroic Leadership and Heroic Living. And Chris Lowney is a former Jesuit seminarian, actually, who turned investment banker with J.P. Morgan, but never really lost those Ignatian roots and those Ignatian principles that he had learned. And so what he did is he took the ideas of Ignatian spirituality and the principles of Jesuit formation, and he combined those with business leadership skills and kind of life skills, and he wrote these books. And so that's what he's going to be talking about on Advent Day, which is December 12th.
Okay, and Lauren, where is that going to take place?
It's going to be on Loyola's Lakeshore campus.
Great.
In the Information Commons.
Great. Now, we realize that this is probably one of the busiest times of the year for many people. So I'm going to encourage people to say, I want you to block out a part of a day on a Saturday.
Yep.
And do something special for yourself, for your faith, and for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And break the routine of the holiday madness.
Exactly.
And focus on what's really important.
Exactly.
Terrific. Terrific. And what are the components again, Lauren, of this day?
So we'll have Chris Lonnie is going to be doing 3 talks throughout the day, and then those will be followed by time for individual reflection and prayer, and then time for small groups for those who would like to reflect within a group setting, and then or they can continue reflecting on their own. There's lunch in the middle of the day to kind of get to meet other young adults from the area, and then we close the day with a reconciliation service. So it's a chance to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation when kind of it might be busy for the rest of the Advent season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's terrific.
What a great way to be in the season of Advent and take a break from the hustle and bustle of everything else and really focus on the things that matter.
Now,
exactly.
Lauren, if people want a little bit more information about this day in particular, Charis Ministries in general, or would like to sign up to be a part of this day, how would they do that?
They can do all that through our website, which is charisministries.org. And Charis is charisministries.org. Or they can give us a call. Our number is 773-508-3237.
Terrific.
Excellent.
Now, I also think, if I'm not mistaken, Lauren, very much like the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese, you maintain a pretty good email database, don't you, of
we
young
do.
Adults?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if people would like to be added to our email list,
there
they can
go.
Do that through our website as well.
Great.
And then we send out monthly just e-listservs with what's going on, so they would have all the information about Advent Day and the other events that we've got coming up.
Sure. Different retreats that you people provide in the course of the year.
Yep.
Lenten Days of Reflection, just a number of different wonderful things. And I'm a great supporter of Charis Ministries. I've been one of your great cheerleaders.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And, you know, I want to tell people who are listening, whether they are parents, grandparents of young adults, or young adults yourself, this is something that you need to know more about. And this is a tremendously important way in a world that talks about a spiritual hunger to get that hunger fed through the greatness of the Ignatian traditions of spirituality. So once again, the website is
www.charisministries.org.
And if people need to have a good conversation with Lauren, they can reach you at
773-508-3237.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren, and blessings to your lovely little one who's joined in our conversation.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Well, love to all. It's always a joy being with you.
You too.
All right. All right. And you've been listening to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries. All sorts of wonderful things happening for Advent. Please do connect with Charis Ministries or the Young Adult Ministry Office. Charis can be reached through our website as well, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And why don't we go to a break, and then we will switch gears a little bit to Thanksgiving.
And give thanks to God.
Amen.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Sister Rosemary Conley celebrates her 40th year at the helm of Misericordia. We'll visit with Sister Rosemary and witness the wonderful work being done at Misericordia for people with disabilities. And we'll talk with Cardinal George about his new book, The Difference God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Communion, and Culture.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Spirit, send us to shine, radiant with your glory.
Send us out, O Lord, today, that we might have light.
And welcome back to The Light Show on this glorious November day. We're delighted to be with you. And now we're turning our thoughts to Thanksgiving, right, Father Cusick?
A week from tomorrow.
Wow.
Is the great feast of Thanksgiving. And, you know, when so many feasts, or I should say holidays in the United States are thrown to a Friday or a Monday, for some very special reason, our Independence Day, the 4th of July, stays on the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving on the Thursday at the end of November. I can't think of a more significant almost spiritual event that anybody in our country, in which anybody in our country can participate. I'm getting afraid, Kate, that it's getting lost.
Mm, okay.
You know, you go from Halloween to Christmas.
Okay.
And there's this frenzy of buying. And the thing that's also becoming to me just, I just get a little crazy at this is, we don't so much focus on Thanksgiving, but on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, when all the stores open at 3 o'clock in the morning and we're all worried about specials. And there was a thing in the paper, how do we stop stampedes from happening when the big box stores open up? Folks, let's not worry about that. Somebody once said, even if you're having the worst day of your life, there's still something for which you can be thankful. And I think this is the amazing part of the Feast of Thanksgiving. We gather around a table. I'm very sensitive these days as my family diminishes through age and death of those that I still have with whom I can celebrate, and I'm just so grateful. So we're hoping, my hope for you is a week from Thursday. Don't get it lost in preparing for Black Friday, but make it a real holy day. Begin by going to church. Don't worry about the turkey. Put it in an hour later. And just kneel down before the God of your life with yourself or whomever you're with and simply give thanks.
I love Thanksgiving Day Mass. I love Thanksgiving in general because, you know, you're not buying presents and wrapping things and all of that. It's not about the gifts. You're preparing a meal, and for me that's more of a sacred thing than a gotta-do thing. I tend to be in charge of pumpkin pies and something else, but have indeed done the full turkey thing, and it's just a blessing to have people into your home and around the table. But Thanksgiving Mass, just to come and you know that the people are there because they genuinely want to give thanks. We're all there for the same reason. We're all there every Sunday to give thanks. But on Thanksgiving, there's just a sacred era to it. There's just something about it. Children's choirs and just a sense of gratitude that's always been a joy.
And interestingly, Thanksgiving began not as a real rah-rah opportunity, but it began in response to a tremendous drought that hit the Pilgrims. These poor people, half of them died, I think, within a year of landing in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1623. And I'd like to share just a moment or two, and then I think I'd like to ask Kate to lead us in prayer. One of the Pilgrims by the name of William Bradford was able to reflect on what was going on that caused them to give thanks with the native peoples that they discovered. Now, this is not necessarily in the best English we would use today, so let me struggle with it with you. But I think we may find it very impacting, with the idea being that there's always something for which to be thankful. William Bradford titled this little piece, "The Drought and the Fast of 1623. A great drought continued from the first week in May till about the middle of July without any rain and with great heat for the most part, insomuch as the corn began to wither away, though it was set with fish, the moisture there helped it much. At length, it began to languish more, and some of the drier grounds were parched like withered hay, part of whereof was never recovered. Upon which they set apart a solemn day of humiliation to seek the Lord by humble and fervent prayer in this great distress. And God was pleased to give them a gracious and speedy answer, both to their own and the Indians' admiration that lived amongst them. For all the morning and greatest part of the day it was clear weather and very hot, and not a cloud or any sign of rain to be seen. Yet toward evening it began to overcast and shortly after to rain with such sweet and gentle showers as gave them cause of rejoicing and blessing God. It came without either wind or thunder or any violence, and by degrees in that abundance as the earth was thoroughly wet and soaked, which did so apparently revive and quicken the corn and other fruit as the wonderful to see and made the Indians astonished to behold. And afterward, the Lord sent them such seasonable showers with interchange of fair warm weather as through God's blessing caused a fruitful and liberal harvest to their no small comfort and rejoicing, for which mercy, in times convenient, they also set apart a day for Thanksgiving. And we have that day, folks, a week from tomorrow.
And so we pray. Thank you, Lord, for friends who stake their claim in my heart, for enemies who disturb my soul and bump my ego, for tuba players and storytellers and even trapeze troupes. Thank you, Lord, for singers of songs, for teachers of songs who help me sing along the way, and for listeners. Thank you, Lord, for those who attempt beauty rather than curse ugliness, for those who take stands rather than taking polls, for those who risk being right rather than pandering to be liked, for those who do something rather than talking about everything. Lord, grant me grace, then, that a portion of your Spirit, that I may so live as to give others cause to be thankful to me, thankful because I have not forgotten how to hope, how to laugh, how to say I'm sorry, how to forgive, how to bind up wounds, how to dream, how to cry, how to pray, how to love when it is hard, and how to dare when it is dangerous. Free me, Lord, that praise may flow more easily from me than wants, thanks more readily than complaints. Praise be to you, Lord of life. Praise be to you for another chance to live. Amen.
Amen.
A beautiful little story from Gorillas of Grace, a prayer called Let Us Give Thanks.
So our hope is that maybe around our tables next week, before we say, bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, and before we enter into the great foods of Thanksgiving, wouldn't it be nice if we just paused and just asked the people who are there, for what this Thanksgiving day are we grateful? These are tough times in the States. The economy is very hard. And in many ways, it seems to me that the times are tougher even than they were 6 months ago. We're learning of more people out of work, on the edge, people who have a hard time making payments on homes and a variety of things. But yet, in some of the darkest times in people's lives, might we be grateful? And let us maybe begin our day together around that table, just asking, hey, Kate, for what are you thankful? And hey, Aunt Mary, what's going on in your life today for which you would like to give thanks before we break the bread, pass the turkey, the stuffing, the cranberries? Hey, Uncle Tony, what in this year is one particular thing for which you would like to say on this great American holy day for which we are thankful? It's the one day of the year when you do not have to be any particular religion, race, ethnicity. This is Thanksgiving Day. And remember that the word Thanksgiving is also the word for Eucharist. Euchariston in Greek means to give thanks. Isn't it wonderful that when we give thanks, we really recognize the presence of God among us? So, Kate, what do you think you're thankful for next week?
Oh, my. I have to give that a little bit more thought.
Okay.
I'm thankful in general that, I have to give that more thought.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah.
What are you thankful for, Father Cusick?
Well, I'm all of these things sound trite, but they're real. I thank God for the rich people that are in my life. I'm not rich in terms of money because that's silly, but I've been blessed with just wonderful people. I thank God that He's given me this wonderful work to do. I never find it routine, dull, or ordinary to be able to take the great traditions of our faith and present them to God's people, and particularly to young adult people. I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity. I can't help but think that I'm grateful for the health that I have. It's not perfect. The older we get, the body begins to break down. But every day we hit the earth, we simply say, for this day, I have no control over tomorrow, but for this day, there's really a sense of gratitude. So those are a few things. Mm-hmm. They sound trite because everybody says them, but they come from my heart.
There you go.
How about it?
Excellent, excellent. And we do wish everybody a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. We encourage you to think about someone to invite to be part of the Catholics Come Home, and the invitation might simply be, I was listening to Relevant Radio and I heard about young adult ministry, and it sounds like there are some excellent things about to happen for Advent, why don't you jump on to yamchicago.org. And again, if you want to sneak us a name and an email of someone that we can just send an invitation to ourselves, we'd be happy to do that. You can contact our office by calling 312-466-9473 or by sending us an email to yam@yamchicago.org.
And we hope next week you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yay.
And next week, a week from Sunday, you begin a great season of Advent. Do some great things for God. Be a light to the world. And before we celebrate the light of the world at Christmas, we're going to come back here in a couple weeks and share another hour on Relevant Radio with you. Happy Thanksgiving, blessed Advent, and may God bless us all.
Amen.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
With your Spirit, send us to shine, radiant with your glory.